Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop in the field house at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We got a great show lined up for you. Our legacy interview featuring Antonio Pierce. Plus, get to know Romeo Okwara a little bit better. But to get things started, we take you inside the film room and look at new Giants linebacker, Alec Ogletree. We're going to look at Alec Ogletree, one of the big offseason acquisitions for the Giants. And Carly brings some much-needed linebacker skills to the Giants.
Yeah, he's a very diverse skill set, too, Bob. He's a good cover guy. He's a good run-and-hit guy, and he's an adept blitzer. And we're going to take a look at some of his skills as a blitzer here. Now, he's going to come from the inside. I'm going to slow this down because it's one thing to run clear to the quarterback as a blitzer, but let's freeze it at the point of contact. He knows how to get rid of the blocker to the side that he's supposed to be blitzing to so that there's no escaping by the quarterback. Why is this important? With a guy like Russell Wilson, if he comes and blitzes and he shows up on the inside here, Bob, Wilson just escapes around the corner. As you can see, the total outside of the defense is sealed in. So if Ogletree goes inside, Wilson escapes to the outside.
All right, well, now we're going to take a look at him in space getting an interception.
Yep. Again, you show because he's a blitzer, you see him over the tackle. Now, if you're an offensive line, you really don't know exactly who's coming here. They got four guys and two guys to protect. But what he does, he creates a single matchup for the wide defensive end because he rushes the guard. He holds the guard so that now they get one-on-one on the outside. And his deal was not to blitz. It was to get in the coverage lane because by design, their defense was going to make this quarterback throw a short pass. And I'm sure they saw that through game planning. So he occupies the guard, drops off right into the throwing lane, gets an interception.
He shows some pretty cool hand-eye coordination there because in a five-yard span, he's catching the ball and he's off and running.
Well, there used to be a time when they called linebackers athletes. That time has arrived again here because good hand-eye coordination. A lot of times you'll see the ball just bounce off their helmet. But this is what linebackers should do. Get used to seeing that again, folks.
Alec Ogletree will have some new teammates to get to know, which leads us to our PNC Wealth Management Know Your Giant, as Wayne Gallman and Avery Moss went one-on-one.
All right, Avery. Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
I got to do Denzel. What actor would play your part?
Keanu Reeves.
Better, I feel you. Dude, straight to the action, no words
That's
needed.
That's my dude, man.
I feel it.
If you were stranded on an island with one book, one movie, and one video game, what would each be?
Video game, I gotta go with Call of Duty. You can never go wrong with that.
Okay.
Movie, I might have to go with Toy Story.
Yeah.
You know, classic. Then book, it either have to be the Bible or Captain Underpants.
Okay, good answer.
What is one thing you would do to pump yourself up on game day?
I listen to R&B music to pump myself up.
Okay.
A little bit of Sade, you know.
Smooth criminal.
No, I don't. If you could be anything else in the world besides an athlete, what would it be?
I would want to make video games because I love Call of Duty and stuff like that, so like, that would just be what's up, like, just to be, like, playing games for a living. That'd be dope. If you could be a pro at any other sport other than football, what would it be and what position would you play?
Baseball and probably shortstop. If you could live in any other time period, what would it be?
Had to be a 80s baby.
80s?
Yeah.
Why not 90s?
Because if I was born in the 80s, then I'd really get to party in the 90s.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, yeah, you got me.
If you could have one superhero power, which would it be and why?
I think I'd be Wolverine.
Why you want Wolverine?
Because you're adamantium. You got adamantium bones.
All right.
You know, I get shot, I get I break a leg, whatever, I'm going to heal up, you know.
Good.
And somebody try me, I pull out my clothes. So,
but
that's
you.
How I'm going to do it. What was the last song you sang in the shower?
The last song I sang in the shower, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
You're not singing Thriller on stage.
I didn't sing it, but that's why I was practicing it.
Wow.
If you could be fluent in any other language but English, what would it be?
Spanish.
Okay, why Spanish?
That's the main language besides English that everybody speaks.
I feel you.
What is your favorite personal football moment at any level?
When I was in Nebraska, we faced Northwestern, and I got a pick six.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was dope.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us.
A lot more to come on the program when we come back. Madeline Burke and Brandon London get a chance to visit with Romeo Okwara as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented to you by Toyota. Now, Madeline, we do a lot of stuff with the guys on the field, but every now and again we get to go off the field and see what they like to do in their downtime.
Right. And you may know defensive end Romeo Okwara as a force in the trenches, but he's got an artsy side, too. Went out to Chelsea and checked out the high line with him. Check this out. Romeo, thanks for coming out to the high line today.
Thanks for inviting me out here.
I understand you like photography.
I do.
Got your camera with you?
Always.
So ready to take some pictures?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
I've always been interested in film and photography. Me and my group of friends, we always had cameras around, filming everything we do, all the silly things we've been. I own probably 10 cameras, ranging from like Polaroid to like film cameras, Super 8 cameras, and then like DSLR. Leica's my favorite brand of camera, and that's what I usually use. I mean, I like this one because it's really discreet, small, it's not as chunky as the big old Canons or Nikons, especially for street photography.
So what's your favorite type of photo to take?
Well, I usually like taking pictures of people in the street. There's so many different diverse people in New York City, and I just like capturing people in the natural element. Just opening your eyes to the world and just being accustomed to the world around you and just noticing every single detail.
Hi, how are you? Can I get a coconut one? Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
Did you get it?
Yeah. And I've always been into the art world. Jean-Michel Basquiat is actually one of my favorite artists. I actually have a tattoo of one of his works on my body. But I don't know, I've always been into painting and drawing and just film in general. Especially in New York City, I mean, there's a lot of inspiration all around you. There's always graffiti on the walls, different museums. And my favorite photo probably is this one picture I took of a lady in Greenwich Village. It was during sunset. She was kind of just like looking into the light. I actually posted on Instagram, and my caption was hope, and she was just like looking very hopefully at the sunset. And I made it black and white because I love black and white, monochrome. Probably one of my favorite pictures I've taken.
Romeo joined the Giants in 2016 as an undrafted rookie free agent, and he's had quite the journey to the NFL. A native of Africa, Okwara moved to the United States as a sixth grader and played high school football in Charlotte, North Carolina, before suiting up for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I actually grew up in Nigeria, so moving to North Carolina was a big difference, and then to Notre Dame, and then now New York City. So all very different places, but I'm kind of adjusting to it. It's growing on me.
An injury to Jason Pierre-Paul in week 13 thrusted Romeo into the starting lineup for the remainder of the season, and the young defensive end would make the most of his opportunity.
Prescott back to throw. He feels pressure. Chase, he will get sacked by Romeo Okwara, and the rookie free agent gets his first career sack.
I'm really happy I got an opportunity to get some playing time. I was sad to see JPP go down, but it was really cool to be able to go out there and just play for him. I think I've been very fortunate to be around such a great group of guys. I mean, our veterans in the locker room are the perfect leaders, especially in the D-line room with Snacks, JPP, and OV. They've taught me a lot, and they help me each and every practice. They're always coaching me up, staying on me, which is exactly what you want. I mean, you want the best of the best to be able to coach you and help you in any way possible. I just want to build off of last year. I'm really looking forward to this year and what we can do as a team. Just having a good year this year.
The boy has skills behind the camera, but what's his selfie game like? Or is that not real photography?
I think selfie game is not quite real photography, okay. But maybe you could get him a lesson on the Brandon London first person. I'm the first person you see. That's an actual quote.
Inside joke.
Inside joke. Welcome to the inside. Yeah. But yeah, real talk. Romeo's got a really great eye. He sees everything. He's very observant. It was really fun spending the day with him and seeing that side of it.
Cool piece.
All right, we'll keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. You know, we started the show taking you inside the film room of Alec Ogletree. That leads us to our legacy interview. One of the great Giant linebackers, somebody who really spearheaded the run in 2007, winning Super Bowl 42, Antonio Pierce.
Smell greatness in the air today. You can smell greatness in the day today.
Antonio was the guy that knew the play before the ball was snapped. He was so smart as a middle linebacker.
Six, six, six.
I mean, talk about the quarterback of the defense.
Pass, 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 Sammy.
He was an actual general out there on the field.
Bleak blitz white, bleak blitz white.
Antonio Pierce joined the Giants in 2005 after playing 4 years with the Big Blues NFC East rival, the Washington Redskins.
Takes the snap, handoff, ball is loose, picked up by the Giants, Antonio Pierce, and he runs it in for a touchdown.
In 2007, Big Blue hired new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. But after losing their first two games of the season, Antonio Pierce and the Giants would right the ship, reeling off their next six wins.
Over the middle, intercepted by Pierce at the 32. Running right to... Antonio Pierce gets his first interception of the season.
I give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit because he was the centerpiece that started the ball rolling in the right direction. You know, he took a lot on his plate to kind of make sure that he was the extension of Coach Spags on the football field. And I think at that point, that's when we really started to roll.
Under pressure from Pierce, and he gets sacked by Antonio Pierce. Back at the 13-yard line, first sack of the season. Pierce jumped on his back.
As the 2007 postseason began, Antonio Pierce and the Road Warrior Giants traveled to Tampa for the NFC wildcard game. After handling the Buccaneers 24-14, the stage was set for the highly anticipated third meeting between Big Blue and Big D.
I was ready to do whatever it took in that game to make sure we won.
A blitz from the Giants. Romo's in trouble and goes down.
High drama in Big D. 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. R.W. McCorner.
You can't say enough about this Giants team and what they just accomplished and the way that they played and what they had to do at the end to win this game.
We can be Jerry and the Cowboys in Jerry's world. Nothing better than that.
In the frigid NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field in Green Bay the following week, the Packers led the Giants by 1 point late in the first half and were threatening to add a touchdown to widen their lead when Big Blue's middle linebacker stepped up to save the day.
Favre out of the shotgun, barks out signals, takes the snap and drops back. Screen set up left.
Recognize the screen, I'm like, oh man, we're in trouble. And I remember seeing the lineman already kind of having a couple steps on me, and I'm like, I just got to shoot it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make the play, but if I don't shoot it, it's an easy touchdown.
Completion, and then it's stood up by Antonio Pierce, who makes the play at the 19-yard line with a blocker on his back.
You talk about a great play by Antonio Pierce. And look what he's got out in front of him. I mean, there's three blockers, and yet he's able to go through them.
It should have been a touchdown. It should have been that type of play that breaks our back, and yet it was the type of play that broke their back. And again, it's Antonio Pierce. I wasn't too surprised.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way.
I remember just watching the ball go. And when that thing went straight down the middle, I said, oh my.
And how the distance it is?
Good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl.
To me, one of the greatest kicks in Giants history. Game over. We did it.
February the 3rd, 2008, at stake the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo's game plan was to rush the Patriots quarterback nonstop. And with Pierce leading the Giants defense, it was executed to near perfection.
Brady took another hit.
He is getting rattled.
The hits, the sacks, the pressures, the disguises. We were doing that bad boy like an orchestra. If we played the perfect game, that was about as close as it was probably besides two plays.
left. Manning calling, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone. And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
As soon as that final horn went off and the confetti came down, everybody in the world saw us do something that nobody believed in. The best part about it all happening, it's unforgettable.
Read it, New York! Read it, New York! World champions, baby! Write that down!
You're not a former Super Bowl champion, you're a champion for life. And when you can go a decade and still be talked about and still live the moment with your guys, because you know what those 53 guys were thinking, how they felt, what they went through, to come full circle and enjoy that again and relive it, it's amazing.
Much more to come on the program. Kerry Wynn re-signing with the Giants. We go 50 yards with him as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Madeline Burke had a chance to go 50 yards with Kerry Wynn.
I'm Madeline Burke, and we're going 50 yards with Kerry Wynn presented by Quest Diagnostics. Okay, first of all, if you weren't a professional football player, what would you want to do for a living?
Well, I would love to play in the NBA, but
that's fair.
That was actually a dream of mine, to play first at Duke coming out of high school and then to play with the Lakers. So
that would be pretty cool. What is your favorite thing to do on a snow day?
Sleep.
Sleep?
I could sleep 12 hours a day.
All right. What's your all-time favorite movie?
I got three. Wizard of Oz, Lion King, and Scarface.
Like the musical stuff, and then Scarface. That's
yeah,
it.
You gotta
one
have
of
a,
these things, not like
yeah,
the other.
Exactly.
All right. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
I'm going to go MLK.
MLK. Okay. That'd be a good conversation.
Pick his brain a little bit.
There you go. I like it. All right. Well, this has been 50 Yards with Kerry Wynn, presented by Quest Diagnostics.
Kerry Wynn, a versatile player for the New York Giants, and obviously someone that will help with the rotation. Now it's time for the social media buzz with Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans. This week, Eli Manning and the Giants took their annual trip to Duke University for spring workouts. Eli and Evan Engram had a chance to catch up with some familiar faces. Three members of the Duke staff have Ole Miss ties, including David Cutcliffe, who coached Eli in college. Now, from the Blue Devils to the New Jersey Devils, Davis Webb was at the Rock on Wednesday night to catch a game. Webb showed that he can not only hit a target with a football, but also with a puck. He is a longtime hockey fan and used to play as a kid. Webb's goal was a good omen as the Devils clinched a playoff spot on Thursday night. That's it for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course you can always go to Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.